come alive, come alive in my body. Dream, come alive, come alive.
Hey there, this is Molly Patrick, and you are listening to episode 41 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. All right, so the other day, Luann and I went to lunch, and she had made a reservation at this restaurant that's, I don't know, it's not that fancy, but it requires a reservation, and she made the reservation like a month ago. And so we went, and because she made the reservation, I didn't know that she had put a note with kind of making a list of the things that I don't eat. And so we got to our table, and the server comes up, and he greeted us, and he said, oh, okay, so he turned to Luann and he said, okay, I understand that you don't have any food allergies. You eat anything. So here's the menu. And then he looked at me and he said, okay, so you don't eat meat, dairy, eggs, or gluten. I was like, yeah. And I try not to eat a lot of oil too, but you know, it's okay. And when I go out to eat, I don't worry about it so much. And he just looked at me like, what do you eat, woman? Like, you don't eat meat and no dairy and no eggs and no gluten. Like, what actually do you eat? And I hear this a lot from people. The look on his face was just very funny. And of course, I just said, well, let me just see the menu and I'll figure out what I can eat, because he wasn't going to help me in any sort of way that I couldn't help myself decipher the menu. And I did. I looked at the menu and there was like actually a few really delicious things that I could order. And it was great. But I get this a lot. And I think that when people are switching from the kind of standard American diet, whatever version of that you're coming from, right? Whether that's sort of like a healthier version of the standard American diet, which is sort of like, you know, fish and chicken breast and low fat cheese, right? Or whether it's the other side of the spectrum of the standard American diet, which would be like fast food and really highly processed foods. When you switch to eating a whole food plant-based diet, for a lot of people, the idea or the belief is that you are going to be restricting food. Like, okay, here are the things now that I'm not allowed to eat. Here are the things that I can't have. So it's almost like this feeling of being restricted. And I'm suggesting that you think about it in the opposite way, and thinking about it from actually being a lot more abundant. And here's kind of what I mean by this. So another thing that I hear a lot is people are interested in eating a whole food plant-based diet. And yeah, they wonder, I want to do this, but I just wouldn't know what to eat. I just don't know what I would eat if I couldn't have all of this food. If I couldn't have chicken or, fish or eggs or cheese or milk or, you know, sour cream or whatever, right? Like, I just don't know what I would eat. And most people who switch to a whole food plant-based diet do eat gluten, right? I don't eat gluten because I have a skin condition called perioral dermatitis. And if I eat gluten, it flares it up, right? So I don't eat any gluten, but that doesn't, I mean, most plant-based eaters do eat gluten. And the people who eat a whole food plant-based diet, specifically different from a vegan diet, vegan diet is kind of no animal products. Whole food plant-based is an emphasis on whole plant foods and minimally processed foods like tofu and tempeh and soy milk, but staying away from the highly processed foods. And so there are a lot of whole grains that have, that are gluten derived. So for example, I mean, whole wheat, obviously, but barley, rye, spelt, Camu, these are all whole grains that somebody who is following a whole food plant-based diet would eat. But if you have a gluten sensitivity or a gluten allergy, then you would stay away from these grains and you would eat things like amaranth and millet, brown rice, black rice, red rice, buckwheat, sorghum, stuff like that. So what I see is the tendency to think about things that people can't have, that they have to stay away from, which results in sort of a restrictive, deprived place. And what I'm suggesting is the opposite. So, and here's why. Because when people ask me, well, what do I eat? And granted, our server didn't ask me what I eat, but his face said it all. And I could tell that he was very curious how that worked and really what the hell was I going to order. But the thing that people don't factor in when they're new to eating this way, or when they're sort of playing with the idea of trying to eat this way, is that, so when you eat a whole food plant-based diet, your diet consists of, your food consists of fruit, veggies, whole grains, beans and legumes, and nuts and seeds, and lots of herbs and spices. And the thing is, there are thousands of different types of fruit. There is, I think, over 1,000 vegetables that are edible. There are hundreds of different types of beans and legumes. There are so many different types of whole grains. There are many, many different types of nuts and seeds, and there are like endless herbs and spices. So when you look at those individual kind of components of ingredients that make up whole food plant-based eating, what you have to keep in mind is the variety of ingredients in those categories is huge. And if you think about the categories of like meat, like how many types of meat are there? I mean, I know there's a lot of types of meats, but at least here in the US, most people are like chicken, fish, beef, pork, turkey, right? You're not going to list like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different types of meat like you could with whole grains and beans and legumes, fruits and veggies and all of these ingredients. So I think, in fact, when people think that you switch to a whole food plant-based diet and all of a sudden you don't have the variety, for me, I see it as there is so much more variety. When I first started eating really much more plant-based, like I've been vegetarian my whole life. I've never eaten meat. And I went like vegan in, I don't know, 2008, 2009. And then I switched to a whole food plant-based way of eating in about 2014. But I noticed that when I was eating more whole plant foods, I would be in the grocery store in the produce section, and all of a sudden I was noticing these ingredients and noticing these beautiful veggies that I had walked past, you know, hundreds of times in the grocery store and never even would consider, never even thought to pick up and get curious about how to cook them. Because when I was eating a vegetarian diet, I was buying the same shit over and over. I'd be like bread, creamer, cheese, the standard like potatoes, carrots, right? Oranges, apples, maybe some lettuce, beets once in a while. And I was on autopilot going to the produce section. I was on autopilot when I was eating a vegetarian diet. And I did that for years, right? And when you start relying on whole plant foods to fuel you, you're going to be cooking. Right? That's just part of it, because all of these whole plant food ingredients don't cook themselves, and you have all of these components, and then you, I don't know, chop and dice and simmer and steam and blend and roast, and you get to work in the kitchen putting these ingredients together in ways that are really delicious. So you start noticing ingredients. And this one time I was in this grocery store and I walked by a kabocha squash. It's a green, hard winter squash. And I just thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder what you do with that. You know, I think I probably had an acorn squash before, but like and maybe butternut squash, but this section of this grocery store that I was at, in this produce section, it had like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 different types of this hard winter squash. And the kabocha squash kind of caught my eye and I bought it and I was like, all right. So I went home and looked up different recipes and kind of decided what to do with it. And it was lovely. It was so good. And I never would have even thought to stop and purchase that had I been in my kind of vegetarian eating routine. And so that kind of opened my eyes to other things that were right there in plain sight that I had never, that I never saw. Right? I looked, but I didn't see them. And so when I'm thinking about my diet now and what I eat, my God, I eat so many things. And for people to think that what I eat is limited, or what people eat when they eat this way is limited, or if they switch to this way of eating, it might be limited. I want to say, like, it is the exact opposite of that. Let's just talk about fruits, right? I mean, I live in a tropical area, so I get things like mangoes and papayas and dragon fruit and star fruit and lychee and rambutan and coconuts and all of these amazing fruits. But I also eat grapes and oranges and peaches and melon. I mean, just the amount of fruits there are that are so delicious and quenching and satisfying, and all the different shades and the colors and the textures and the sweetness and the juiciness and the firmness. Like, it's beautiful. Like, it really does almost make me emotional because there's so many to choose from. And in the morning when I eat my porridge that I eat every morning, I've done podcasts and blog posts about this porridge, but I cook, you know, like millet and quinoa and black rice and some lentils, or a combination of whole grains and lentils. And I cook that in the Instant Pot and I put it in the fridge. And then when I'm ready to eat in the morning, I put, you know, a bunch of those whole grains and lentils in a bowl and then top it with all kinds of fruit. And then I chop up some walnuts or sprinkle in some, you know, sesame seeds or sunflower seeds, and then pour some non-dairy milk on top. And just that alone, I mean, I'm eating this breakfast with probably, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, close to a dozen like ingredients in that one bowl. And then let's just talk about lunch, right? The amount of, I don't know, big, beautiful salads with so many different ingredients. Different bowls made out of whole grains and beans and veggies with delicious sauces made out of cashews or made out of potatoes or made out of oats. I mean, so many cool ones. And for dinner, delicious casseroles and enchiladas and baked potatoes with cheesy sauce poured over them, plant-based cheesy sauce. Things like roasted potatoes, roasted veggies, tacos. Like, there's so many, you know, beautiful veggie and bean soups. Like, it's just, it's abundant. This is an abundant way to eat. And as it should be, because every single plant food has its own unique nutritional profile. And when you eat lots of different whole plant foods together, all of those nutrients interact with one another from all the different whole plant foods, and they work as a very, they have this very powerful dynamic, and that's where the thriving health comes from. So the more nutrient diverse you eat, the better. And to eat a nutrient diverse diet, you got to eat a lot of different ingredients. And lucky thing, when you're eating a whole food plant-based diet, there are so many ingredients to choose from. It just happens naturally. Like, you, as long as you are, you don't even really have to spend too much thought, because if you're eating, you know, if you're not eating the same 5 meals every night and you're switching it up, then you're getting nutrient diversity. That is one reason why people follow our meal plans, is because we kind of build that in. And so throughout the whole week, you're going to get lots of different whole plant-based ingredients built in, and you just kind of follow along. But even if you're not doing that, you can still do that. Just make sure that every week when you go to the grocery store, you fill up your cart, or you go to the farmer's market, you fill up your cart with things that you haven't tried before. You just have lots of variety. Maybe one week you get kale and Swiss chard. And then next week, maybe you try arugula and collard greens, right? Or if you're always eating brown rice, maybe switch it up to red rice. Or if you're always eating, if you're always making pinto beans, maybe make some black beans or some black-eyed peas or some chickpeas, right? If you're always eating apples and oranges and bananas, switch it up. Get some pears or berries or whatever is in season. If you're always eating walnuts, then branch out and try pecans or sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds or cashews. So you can do this however it works for you, and you always got to meet yourself where you're at. But incorporating lots of whole plant foods is going to be the ticket, and it's easy to do if you just start to get curious and just start to notice what is available to you. And it also depends on your budget, right? But if you are buying your ingredients, your whole plant food ingredients, and you are cooking them from scratch, it's always going to be cheaper than it is if you're buying packaged food. So it's a big money saver as well. And you can choose the items that work best with your budget, right? We have a wizard plan, which is what we call our meal plans, that's called budget friendly. And I'm going to tell you some of the ingredients in that plan, okay? So some of the meals in budget friendly are south of the border bean bowl, chickpea masala tacos with lemon cilantro slaw, sweet and sour cabbage and buttery mashed potatoes with kielbasa spiced pinto beans, fire roasted mushroom and pinto chili with chili lime salad, tortilla chips and nacho sauce, and penny pincher peanut stir fry. So what we've done is taken the most affordable plant-based ingredients and made a delicious meal plan out of them. So if you are a Plant Fueled Life member, look that up. You just search budget friendly in the meal plan section of the portal and it'll come up. But here, if you're not, then that's okay. Let me just tell you some of the most affordable whole plant food ingredients out there. So that would be... I'm going to reset this plan. Okay. So here's the produce: apples, avocados, bell pepper. Green bell pepper is usually more affordable than red or yellow. Cabbage is one of the most affordable produce ingredients you can find, both green and purple. Purple has all those pigments and a bunch of phytochemicals, so it's really, really healthy. Green is also great. Carrots, celery, cilantro, garlic, jalapeno, kale, lemon, lettuce, lime, just regular button mushrooms, green onions, yellow onions, parsley, potatoes, either Yukon or russet are both really affordable, tomatoes, zucchini. And in the bulk bin aisle, you can do pinto beans, pumpkin seeds, raisins, brown rice, sunflower seeds, all really affordable. So this just kind of gives you an idea that you can match your budget with this as well. And you can have, you know, a strict food budget and still be able to eat really, really healthy, delicious meals and still get a lot of nutrient diversity in there. So I, because I am also a life coach, and in my group coaching and my particular type of coaching, which is causal coaching, kind of getting to the root cause of the struggle, whatever the struggle is, I talk about thought work a lot and mindset shifts a lot. And so if you are someone who is curious about eating a whole food plant-based diet, or you're kind of trying it and you're feeling a little bit stuck because you're afraid that there's not going to be a lot of variety, I really encourage you to challenge that belief and to challenge that thought and really, you know, do some investigating. Go to your grocery store in the produce section and just count. See how many veggies you can count. See how many different types of fruits you can count. Go to the whole grain section or the bean section and count to see how many different types, and just kind of push back against that belief a little bit and start to see if you can sort of unwind that a bit and make some space for a different thought and a different belief. And when you are able to do that and just kind of challenge yourself a little bit, then you're going to start to get curious. And eventually, if you can, you know, slip into the mindset and the belief that this is a really abundant way to eat and I'm not missing out on anything, I'm not like depriving myself or restricting myself, I'm actually opening myself up to so many more possibilities and so many different textures and so many different flavors and so many different ingredients, then all of a sudden it kind of becomes fun. Then all of a sudden you're going to get curious. Then you're going to kind of get excited to, okay, well, here are all these ingredients. Now what do I do with them? Right? And you can, of course, Google it. You could go to Pinterest. If you're a Plant Fueled Life member, you can type the ingredient into the recipe vault, into the search bar, and all of the recipes will come up that we have with those ingredients. But like, you know, have you ever had black lentils before? Amazing. Have you ever had green rice before? There's such a thing. Right? So that's my message to you today. It's all about, I don't agree that that this way of eating is in any way restrictive. I believe that this way of eating is very abundant and so much more variety and so much fun. And when I hear people kind of with that mindset or with that thought process, I always think, oh, only they knew, you know? And if they're curious, then I have this conversation with them, but I'm not going to give them my unsolicited opinions because they probably don't want to hear it. But if they ask, I love to have this conversation and really challenge people on this. So anyways, I hope this was helpful and I hope that you have an amazing week. Now go eat all of those plants. They are waiting for you. They are waiting for you to try them out and test them out. And your body is waiting for you to do it too, because your body will benefit so much and your body will love up on all of these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of ingredients that are available to you. Okay. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer, come alive.